Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
Arriving at school in the morning, it always helps grumpy teenagers to be greeted by a smiling face.
Well, well, well. Check you out. Okay. All right.
I like your
voice. All right. I see you.
Those are advocate counselors at West Brooklyn Community High School in New York City, greeting kids and making sure they start their day on a positive note. Just one of the innovative approaches this school has taken to dealing with the problem of truancy. In our classroom visits this week, we've heard so much emphasis on early intervention with young kids. This school is the last chance for some problem teens, and they've had great success in turning things around. WNYC reporter Yasmin Khan says the story of West Brooklyn's success can be told through the experience of one young girl named Paula.
Well, Paula transferred to West Brooklyn after giving it a try for 2 years at another public high school, a large high school in New York City. But she barely went to class in those 2 years. She didn't pass any state exams that are required of students to graduate. And that's basically the profile of West Brooklyn students, West Brooklyn Community High School. They have a history of poor attendance, and they are far, far behind in their coursework. So to put it in context, students need at least 44 class credits to graduate, and Paula came to West Brooklyn with just 4.5.
Oof.
Yeah, this is how she describes how she kind of went down that road.
Freshman year, I was doing good up until January, and then everything just went downhill from there. I started cutting. I cut one time. I was so nervous. I remember that day. I was like, oh, my God, I'm going to get caught by my brother. He's going to wring my neck. Oh, my God. And everybody's just like, relax. Like, what is wrong with you? And then it's like I noticed, you know, like nobody was watching me or whatever, being down my throat about me cutting school. So it was just, no, I just kept doing it.
Is she a truant? A potential write-off, in a sense?
Oh, definitely. I mean, this school is for students who have a history of truancy and who, I mean, maybe technically they're not a dropout statistic, but they're basically on that path. Coming in with very few class credits and lots of absences, that's what's on paper. But a lot of students have complicated and chaotic lives. Paula, for instance, is one of 10 children.
Wow.
She has 7 older siblings, and none of them finished high school. So there wasn't a lot of modeling there either to succeed in school.
So how do you provide an alternative message, an alternative sort of structure that's going to steer Paula away from the brink?
Right. So a lot of what West Brooklyn does is they have to first break bad habits and then establish new ones. So West Brooklyn partners with an organization called Good Shepherd Services to provide the social-emotional component that students need to get back on track. So there are advocate counselors. They're taking attendance, you know, at the beginning of each school day. They're checking in with students. They're trying to head off conflict.
Coaches in the hallways.
They're coaches. And they meet at least every 2 weeks with students about grades. And they will call you or show up to your house if you don't show up to school. Students have to buy into this philosophy, by the way. They have to sign an agreement, actually. I was able to sit in on a meeting with one of the counselors, Sasha Gittins, and a new student. And here's Sasha explaining the school's philosophy.
One thing I want to stress is our school is a school of meetings.
Oh, yeah.
So anything. If you're falling behind in school, we can call a family meeting. If I'm not seeing you in school, we can call a family meeting. If you're walking the hallways too much, we can call a family meeting. So what I like to say is, I'm going to come to you first. If I have a problem, I'm going to come to you. If you're not passing your, what subject don't you like?
English.
If you're not passing your English class, I'm going to say, okay, we need to sit down and talk about this first.
Advocate counselor Sasha Gittins talking very intently at that student. Now, did you see a lot of eye rolling by the student? Was this persuasive? Does it work on Paula?
Yeah, it has worked on Paula. I will say that it has taken Paula a good long time. She's been at West Brooklyn for 4 years. She's on track to graduate now in June. But this is after 6 years of high school total. But this is how Paula's own counselor, Christian, describes her progress.
When I came in, Paula was spicy. Paula was a lot louder, real quick to get into conflicts and confrontations with students and counselors and teachers. But after my first year here, I saw a change in Paula where she actually matured. And she finally realized, tell you the truth, it wasn't until last graduation that we had last June that she had actually attended for one of her friends, that she actually saw the worth. And she was like, Christian, it's time. You know, that me seeing my friends coming down the aisle made me realize that I need to do it as well.
It's Christian Zapata, an advocate counselor at West Brooklyn high school that you've been profiling. So is Paula out of the woods?
She would say yes. Christian would say yes. She still would admit that she has a hard time disciplining herself. She's had a hard time getting herself to her first period class at all or on time. But she's
had some real tangible successes.
She has. She has. And she has a desire now to graduate. You know, what West Brooklyn is trying to do is the idea of having a group of adults at the school who are constantly following up with students and not letting them sort of slip off and disappear has paid off, especially for someone like Paula. She trusts her counselor. She trusts her teachers. And that has allowed the school staff to actually be more demanding of her. And academically, she's built some real skills. She's had very little confidence before. And she recently just took 2 state exams that she needs to graduate. And I was there when Christian gave Paula the results.
All right, U.S. Well, congratulations. You passed with a 75.
I mean, but U.S.?
U.S. with a 75, God, okay? You're like one of the ones that got the highest, okay?
So you passed. I thought I was going to get 65. Oh, my God. I'm so proud of myself.
You are. Now, the other one. The global... P, you passed with a 73.
Oh my God, no!
Okay.
You know, I was stressing over the globe. I really thought I was going to fail and stay here for longer.
That's exciting. What a great moment.
Yeah, it was. It was really nice to sit in and hear that. And, you know, one difference now, too, is that Paula actually has a vision for herself after high school. She wants to graduate. She knows she's 19 years old. She's going to be 20 in June. And she wants to move on with her life. She wants to go to college. She wants to make a decent living. And she sees that for herself, or she can see that for herself, where she didn't have that before.
Improving attendance and academic achievement at the high school level, one student at a time at West Brooklyn Community High School here in New York City. Yasmin Khan is WNYC reporter. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
That story is part of a WNYC series called Educating on the Edge, part of American Graduate, a public media initiative addressing the dropout crisis supported by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. For more on the series and for the rest of our Classroom Views coverage, head over to thetakeaway.org/series/education.